Wishing you a lovely Monday and welcome to today's teaching from It's Time For Me. So this week we're going to be covering the topic of self-acceptance. I feel this is a fundamental aspect of whether we progress or stay where we are in our lives. So just to explain, firstly, there's a difference between self-esteem and self-acceptance. Self-esteem is whether we feel worthy or value within ourselves and kind of grade ourselves, where self-acceptance is encompassing all aspects of us, our good parts, our flaws, the aspects we want to change, our behaviours, our thoughts, and also our limiting or positive beliefs around things. So when you're trying to progress, it's very important to be able to accept your life circumstances where they are now, which can feel hard, but it's also very important to accept yourself in where you are now. When we judge ourselves in terms of our flaws and our limiting beliefs or thoughts or actions, we will only stay stuck in that. And what's been very interesting is this topic and issue has been coming up a lot in my sessions with people through readings and coaching over the last 2 weeks. And it wouldn't be an area I've brought up, it's the individuals have brought it up themselves and been finding it very, very hard to be able to push between where they are now and where they want to be because they cannot seem to accept themselves and all aspects of themselves. So I think everybody on a certain level will judge themselves, of course. But if you can't accept who you are as a person, you probably will struggle to be able to make the shifts or have the long-lasting changes you're trying to make, because you'll ultimately might go back to sabotage yourself, or you might even just not believe in yourself that you can't accept yourself, so therefore you shouldn't be able to move forward. I know for myself personally, this is definitely something I would struggle with a lot, because I'm always trying to see how best I can do things differently. And not all the time, but sometimes, and probably more often than I would like, I will do this in a negative way. So I would judge myself and can't accept certain, you know, decisions I've made, certain actions I've taken. And, you know, personally speaking, like I said a minute ago, it actually just does keep you stuck. And I would definitely be stuck in a couple of aspects of my life because I can't accept the decisions I've made, the flaws that I have right now. And I also can't accept the good things I've done around it. I can't look at it and say, oh, you've progressed or you've achieved. So self-acceptance is a really big key to keeping you feeling stagnant. So for today, before we delve into this over the course of the week, what I'd like you to do is to ask yourself the question, do I accept myself? Do I accept my flaws? Do I accept the good parts of myself? And if yes, that's fantastic, but also delve further and say, why do I accept myself? Has it taken time for me to get to this place? Or does it come easily to me? And if it's no, then ask yourself why you can't accept yourself and ask yourself how that's working for you. So if you can't accept yourself, is it holding you back? Is it not allowing you to progress? So when we talked about judgment a couple of weeks ago of ourselves, this would be a huge part of it. Judging ourselves comes from a lack of self-acceptance. And as I've said to you before, we all have to hold ourselves accountable to actions that we take. You know, we can't just go around doing everything we want and not caring about anybody or ourselves in the world. So there's a difference between holding yourself accountable and then being really, really hard on yourself. So these parts definitely form the basis to self-acceptance. So just think about that for today, and tomorrow we're going to delve further into this to bring us through a course of the week where hopefully we can get to a place and you in particular can find more acceptance of yourself, and then you'll start to watch you having more acceptance of what's occurring in your life right now, and that's where the biggest changes can come. It's kind of like the art of surrendering, when you just hand it up to something bigger by accepting yourself, accepting your circumstances, accepting where you are in life. It opens the door for better things to start to come in. So I wish you a beautiful day and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.